Well, I wonder if Abraham wondered if he misheard God. It was kind of deja vu for him, this call to let a son go. Last week, we learned about Ishmael. You guys remember what happened with Ishmael? How Abraham, God told Abraham to go ahead and let Ishmael go. And he gotten up early in the morning, put visions on Hagar's back, the mother of Ishmael, and sent both of them off. And now, years later, he hears God speaking to him once again. And he answers in a really simple reply. He says, "Here I am." It's like saying, "I'm listening. I'm here. You have my attention, God." And God said to him, "Please take your son, your only son, the son that you love, Isaac, and go to the mountain I will show you. Go to the land of Moriah. Go to the mountain I will show you and sacrifice him as a burnt offering." It's something that makes us uncomfortable, and it should, right? God doesn't call us to kill other people, does he? But at the very beginning of this chapter, it says that God was testing Abraham. And God had spoken to Abraham many years before and made a promise that through him, all the nations of the earth, all the peoples of the earth would be blessed through his children, which were to come by Isaac. And so you can't help but wonder if Abraham there, when God spoke to him, if he wasn't wondering, am I really hearing God correctly? And yet we see Abraham get up early the next morning, just as he had years before with Ishmael. And this time, instead of putting the provisions on the back of someone else, he went out and he got busy cutting wood. And scripture tells us that he put the wood on the donkey. And he set out with Isaac and two servants the very next morning to go to the mountain that God would show him. Years before, God had come to him and called him when he was still a fairly young man and said, "Abraham, leave your father's household. Leave your country. Leave everything that you know and go to the land I will show you. Follow me, Abraham. Put your trust in me. Put your confidence in me. Trust me to lead you. Trust me to guide you. Start a journey and follow me." Well, Abraham and the two servants and Isaac tells us that they journeyed for 3 days. And it was on the third day that Abraham looked up and he could see the mountains of Moriah in the distance. And he told his servants to wait here. He said, "Boy and I will go and we're going to worship. And then we will come back to you." And it tells us in Genesis that Abraham took the wood off the donkey and he put it on Isaac's back. And they set off toward the mountain. And as they journeyed along, I wonder what thoughts were going through each one of their heads. Abraham's feet becoming heavier and heavier. Perhaps a sense of dread. Perhaps sorrow. Isaac wondering, what's exactly going on here? And we hear Isaac almost wonder out loud as he asks his dad, Daddy, the wood is here and the fire is here. But where is the sacrifice? And Abraham responds, the Lord will provide the sacrifice. As they go on, they get up to the mountain. Abraham builds an altar. It's an old man. And he puts the wood, he takes the wood off of Isaac's back and he lays it down. And then he, I think very painfully, straps Isaac and lays him on the altar. And just as he raises the knife to kill Isaac, an angel of the Lord speaks, Abraham, stop. Do not touch the boy. It says, do not do anything to him. Now I know that you fear God. Why? Because you have not withheld from me your son, your only son. Now I know that you trust me. Now I know that you have placed your faith in me. Because you have not withheld your only son, your most precious possession, your hope. The one that I gave you and that I said all the nations of the earth would be blessed through. You've not withheld him from me. You've trusted me. And at that moment, Abraham looks up and he sees a ram caught in the thicket, in a bush, in the bushes. Has anybody here ever seen a ram before? You know, and how they have those thick horns that kind of curl back. And there was that, you know, he was probably there, probably kind of thrashing around. Abraham untied his son. They went over. And I wonder how much joy there was as they freed that ram and then offered the ram as a sacrifice in place of Isaac. God provided the sacrifice, provided the ram. And it tells us that Abraham called that place, he called that mountain, the Lord will provide. And through the years, through Israel's history, God has provided and will provide time and time again. We're going to flash forward a bit. A couple thousand years forward. Years later, another only son would climb that very same mountain with wood on his back, only it was a cross. And he would willingly give his life as a sacrifice for us. Jesus, God's only Son, gave himself as a sacrifice for us. The Lord will provide. It tells us in verse 15 of chapter 22 of Genesis, it says, the angel of the Lord called to Abraham from heaven a second time and said, I swear by myself, declares the Lord, that because you have done this and have not withheld your only son, surely bless you and make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as the sand on the seashore. Your descendants will take possession of the cities of their enemies, and through your offspring, all nations on earth will be blessed because you have obeyed me. God calls us. God invites us to trust him. Lots of times when we think of faith and we think of believing, we think of it as something that we do with our minds. And that's part of it. But at the heart of faith is trust. Trust in someone. Trust in God. That God is dependable. That God is trustworthy. God says, I swear to myself that I will do this. Abraham trusts God. Years before, Abraham had fallen asleep and he'd had a vision as he slept. And in that vision, God said, I'm going to give you all of this land. I'm going to give up to your descendants. Abraham said, there's a problem, God. I don't have any descendants. God says, well, I'm going to give it to you. And God cuts a covenant with Abraham. In that culture, in that place, when someone made an agreement, when someone made a covenant, and there were two parties that were part of it, they would take animals and they'd kill them. They'd sacrifice them. And then they would literally take one half of each animal and lay it on either side. They'd make a ditch and they'd lay it on either side. And then the two parties that were making the covenant would walk down through the ditch holding hands. And they were basically saying, if I break this covenant, if I break this agreement, may it be to me as these animals. Basically, may I die. And years before, God had cut a covenant with Abraham. And as Abraham had this vision and watched as God cut this covenant with him, do you know who walked through the ditch in the middle of those animals? God. Not Abraham and God, but God. And it was as if God was saying, I swear by myself, on my life, I will be faithful to this. God was. God provided. And he still provides. Invites us to trust him, to place our faith and our trust in his dependability. Let's pray.